Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. My name is Xochitl Dixon. Today, I'll be sharing a personal testimony in Always Worth Sharing. After I became a believer in Jesus, I shared the gospel with my mother. Instead of making a decision to trust Jesus as I expected, she stopped speaking to me for a year. Her bad experiences with people who claimed to follow Jesus made her distrust believers in Christ. I prayed for her and reached out to her weekly. The Holy Spirit comforted me and continued working on my heart as my mom gave me the silent treatment. When she finally answered my phone call, I committed to loving her and sharing God's truth with her whenever I had the opportunity. Months after our reconciliation, she said I'd changed. Almost a year later, she received Jesus as her Savior, and as a result, our relationship deepened. Believers in Jesus have access to the greatest gift given to humanity, Christ. In 2 Corinthians 2, the Apostle Paul says we're to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. He refers to those who share the gospel as the pleasing aroma of Christ to those who believe, but acknowledges we reek of death to those who reject Jesus. After we receive Christ as our Savior, we have the privilege of using our limited time on earth to spread His life-changing truth while loving others. Even during our hardest and loneliest moments, we can trust He'll provide what we need, no matter what the personal cost. God's good news is always worth sharing. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 to 17. Now, when I went to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ and found that the Lord had opened a door for me, I still had no peace of mind because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I said goodbye to them and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death. To the other, an aroma that brings life. And who is equal to such a task? Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ, we speak before God with sincerity as those sent from God. Let's pray. Mighty and merciful Jesus, please make us more like You, so that we can love others with our words and actions as we share Your good news wherever You send us. You are always worth sharing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.